Something to make you feel kind of foolish. That's the Gale Winds. The Egyptian Combo did the thing for you. It's 4:30 and a half here on the new WMEX, and you're with Melvin as you're rolling home at 4:30 now.
The leaves are beginning to fall. The nights are growing cold. From the nip in the air, you can tell it's autumn that's here. And autumn means colorful listening on WMEX, the new
The weather prognosticators seem to think it's going to be much better tonight. Not as cool as it was last night. The low temperature will be about 60 degrees. Tomorrow, the high will be about 65. It'll be partly sunny all day tomorrow. It's going to be clear tonight. That's good news. 63 degrees now in the new Boston. And that's our weather word.
Child mile. Facts, there's only 1 ounce of pepper in every 5,000 francs. 1 ounce of pepper in every 5,000 francs. If you like natural meat mildness, then you'll give the Gem folks thanks for using 1 ounce of pepper to season 5,000 Child Mild Gem Franks. Child Mild Gem Franks. Child Mild.
Child Mild Franks. There's only 1 ounce of pepper and 5,000 francs. That's all. But oh, are those Gem Franks loaded with body-building protein? Like all Gem meats are, Gem bologna, Gem salami, liverwurst, sliced ham, pepper loaf, you name it. And you can put your kids on a Gem protein kick. Start it today. Get in the habit of serving your family tasty, nourishing, protein-packed Gem meats. Like those wonderful Franks, for example. You know the ones.
Child Mild Gem Franks. Child Mild Gem Franks. Child Mild Gem Franks.
And the door is still open.
Oh, thank you, Dean Martin. He sings a pretty fair ballad when you prop him up. This is WMEX's Melvin. The traffic tellers in Boston inform us that bumper to bumper is the traffic condition right now on the central artery. Unusually heavy at this moment. All other traffic areas in and out of Boston reporting moderate to heavy traffic at the moment. That's the word at 4:35.
Last year was the biggest year ever for the Dodge Boys. So what did they do for an encore? They come out with a lineup of 65 cars that is just sensational. And you know what? It looks like the Dodge Boys have got another winner. See the dependable Dodge dealer in your neighborhood. Drive the new Dart, the Coronet, the Polaro, the Custom 880, or the new Showstopper of the Year, Monaco. Remember, Dodge is priced model for model with Ford and Chevy. Only, there's a lot more for your money in Dodge. You go see the Dodge Boys.
The Dodge Boys, the Dodge Boys. To get the greatest deal, come see the Dodge Boys. Wonderful guys to deal with, wonderful folks to know. Wherever you are, hop in your car, come in and say some dough. See the Dodge Boys, the Dodge Boys. They're so dependable in every way. For the very best kind of a deal, get your very next automobile from the Dodge Boys today.
And in just about 2.5 minutes, WMEX's 2020 Instant News will be heard to keep you up to date what's been going on the past few minutes. This is Chad and Jeremy. Gonna sing about what happened last summer.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze.
WMEX 2020 Headlines.
Two strikes loom as possibilities at midnight tonight in Massachusetts. The International Longshoremen's Union, which involves thousands of workers along the New England coast as well as New York and California, threatened to walk off their jobs tonight. In Greater Boston, 1,300 Boston Gas Company workers poised to strike at midnight also. WMEX marks the mercury at 64 degrees on the Gold Platter Show tonight. Clear and cooler, the low near 45. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool.
You've heard the story with Paul Smith on WMEX. Always first with the news.
Now, the first bottle here is a bottle of beer. the next bottle is ale.
And the next is Colt 45 malt liquor.
It's Roy Orbison, a little Melvin WMEX music to watch all the beautiful secretaries by on the way home from work tonight. It's 16 till 5 o'clock right now in Boston, and you're on...
It's the new WMEX in the new Boston.
Well, this year, your car's muffler and exhaust system will have to be in perfect condition to pass inspection. If your car should need a new muffler, save yourself time, trouble, and money by coming directly to Midas before you apply for your sticker. And here's why. Not only do Midas mufflers cost less than most mufflers, but chances are the inspection station won't or cannot give you the strong muffler guarantee Midas can. A written guarantee that's good for as long as you own your car. Should a replacement muffler ever be needed, there'd only be a service charge. Chances are, too, the inspection station cannot offer you no-wait 15-minute installation service. But Midas will, and without appointment. And chances are, the inspection station won't offer you instant credit with no down payments, no interest on mufflers, tailpipes, exhaust pipes, or shock absorbers. But Midas will. Remember, only Midas can sell you America's number one muffler and still save you money. Remember, for exhaust pipes, tailpipes, and shock absorbers for all cars, there are Midas muffler shops in Cambridge, Lynn, Malden, Watertown, Natick, and Quincy. In Quincy, your Midas muffler shop is at 100 McGrath Highway, just off the Southern Artery. Frank Sinatra. Many people have said that Frank is so skinny that he can walk through a harp. It's 12 till 5 o'clock, and this is Melvin on WMEX, 63 degrees in Boston. And it'll be clear tonight, tomorrow. It'll be partly sunny and not quite so cool. That's the latest word. And just 6 minutes from now, our WMEX news report at 4:55.
Howdy, ma'am. Got your heart set on a new automatic washer? Then come on down here to your General Electric dealers. He's having a humdinger of a last chance roundup, and what excitement. Quiet, Dad. Dad, burn you, keep it quiet. As I was saying, ma'am, your GE dealer is offering a whole corral full of last chance specials on 1964 General Electric washers, refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, TVs, and stereos, too. If you're hankering for a new washer, he's got famous GE filter flow washers at eye-popping last chance prices. You never see the like of it. Some of them even do little bitty washes you used to have to do by hand. Most of them got all the highfalutin features that you like. And wait till you see the special last chance deal on a big family size filter flow with two wash temperatures. The low price is plumb local. So get down here to your GE dealers, because it's your last chance.
Dusty Springfield. Oh, does she have a story to tell? On this Wednesday, September 30th, 1964, this is WMEX's Melvin, and that was Dusty Springfield. It's 8 till 5 o'clock right now. The amazing Joe Malone will be calling us on our sports phone at 5:15 tonight. He'll no doubt have some acid comments to deliver as to the fate of Johnny Pesky, the manager of the Boston Red Sox. As you know, this coming Friday, the Red Sox are holding a press conference, and perhaps the people tell us that there'll be a new manager taking over as a result of the press conference. So stay tuned. We'll inform you as to all the latest. And Joe Malone, our man about sports in the New Boston, will tell you all that you need to know about it. And in just about 3 minutes from now, you'll hear all about the sports on the new WMEX.
This is Dan Donovan announcing a new look in Peabody on Route 1. Bay State, New England's fastest-growing independent petroleum company, has another one in Peabody on Route 1. all 56 Bay State stations with the new look in service and satisfaction, and every product 100% guaranteed. Heading north, south, east, or west, fill her up at the First Pump Bay State station. Bay State Petroleum, the new idea company of New England.
And I mean, you're going to hear the news in about 2.5 minutes. That's what I meant to say. It's 7 till 5 now.
Cast your vote. Elect the only candidate who helps 500,000 greater Bostonians every year. Here's a clue. The candidate's initials are UF. You're right. It's your United Fund. The candidate who helps 500,000 men, women, and children in greater Boston every year. When you vote for the United Fund ticket, your one pledge equals 199 donations, covers 199 different services, helps 500,000 greater Bostonians.
I don't want to see you again. I don't want to see you again.
WMEX Instant News Facts. Good afternoon for the Charlestown Savings Bank, where more than 100,000 depositors say, "That's my bank." This is Paul Smith reporting. The dark clouds of disagreement hang over negotiation sessions between the International Longshoremen's Union and shipping lines in New York City. As of now, it looks as though there'll be a longshoremen strike in Boston and several other East and West Coast ports at midnight tonight. In an exclusive interview with WMEX News on the hotline to New York, ILU Vice President Red Moran of Boston reacts to the news that the negotiations have broken off. I asked him if this were true.
The international vice presidents were all standing by, working directly with the panel in the event that the shipping companies want to change their attitude between now and 12 o'clock tonight. But as of right now, everybody in New England's getting instructions at 12 tonight, the strike is on.
Red, do you think they'll change their mind?
I'm very pessimistic about the whole thing.
ILU Vice President Red Moran. Meanwhile, the French line says its giant passenger vessel, SS France, will not stop in Boston tomorrow if longshoremen go on strike. Some 700 passengers are scheduled to board the ship in Boston if the labor dispute is settled. Otherwise, they'll go to New York City and board the France there for the trip to Europe. In Greater Boston, some 1,300 Boston Gas Company workers poised to strike at midnight also. However, contract negotiations continue today in an 11th-hour effort to prevent a walkout. Two gunmen, one brandishing a silver-plated revolver, rob a jewelry store on Huntington Avenue in Roxbury. The gunman fled Tomasian's jewelry store after scooping up an undetermined amount of gems. Spent pistol shells and an abandoned car are the major clues at this hour as authorities hunt the man who shot and killed a service station attendant. Irving Hilton, 43 years old, of North Andover, shot to death yesterday, shot 5 times, stabbed once. A gunman holds up the Newton Center branch of the Newton South Cooperative Bank shortly after noon. He escapes with several $1,000s in cash. No one is hurt. More news in a moment.
You can make money for you.
Make your money for you.
That's just what your money will do.
When you save at the Charlestown Savings,
for a future that's bright and sunny, save where interest meets more than money. Charlestown Savings.
5 offices in Boston.
Charlestown Savings.
And 1 in Charlestown.
The Charlestown Savings Bank. That's my bank.
Looking for a good place to put your money to work? Well, you can stop looking because there's no better place than the Charlestown, where it earns generous quarterly dividends with insured safety. 6 convenient locations wherever you live or work in Greater Boston. Or use Charlestown's convenient bank by mail plan if you prefer. Why not open your account today at the Charlestown Savings, my bank, to over 100,000 depositors. Around the nation by Dateline in Camden, New Jersey. Health officials disclose 25 persons in New Jersey are stricken with a disease resembling encephalitis, sleeping sickness. It said 2 elderly women died after contacting the disease. The state health department said the outbreak was in the southern section of the state. A hurricane watch advised for the entire Louisiana coast eastward to Mobile, Alabama, as Hurricane Hilda moves toward that area. The storm packs winds of up to 80 miles an hour. Well, there's grumbling today on both sides of the aisle in Congress. It's a revolt against reluctance of the leadership to adjourn. Republicans question if it was part of a plot to keep them from going home to campaign. Democrats also expressed displeasure. They complain mainly at plans to keep Congress in session until the House votes on the president's Appalachia aid bill. Senator Goldwater is whistle-stopping through Ohio on the second day of a three-state Midwest campaign swing. In a speech prepared for Columbus, the GOP nominee said the U.S. is losing the war in Vietnam. In other news, President Johnson will campaign from coast to coast next week by visiting eight states, from North Carolina to California. A Senate committee reports on an investigation of farm manipulations by Texas tycoon Billy Saul Estes. The report itself is mild. It mentions no political favoritism, found no one guilty of fraud, recommends no disciplinary action. WMEX marked the mercury at 63 degrees on the Gold Platter Show under cloudy Boston skies. Winds northwest at 10 miles an hour. Tonight, clear and cooler. The low near 45 on the coast, near 38 inland. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool. For the Charlestown Savings Bank, where more than 100,000 depositors say, "That's my bank." On Wednesday, September 30th, at 5 p.m., with portions recorded, this is Paul Smith at your service.